Let's consider that perfect timing just a bit.
让我们来一起思考一下这个完美的时间。
Paul says the time had fully come.
保罗说时候满足了。
In the original language Greek, there are two words for time.
在原文的希腊文当中有两个描述时间的词。
Kairos, meaning opportune time.
一个词叫 Kairos, 它是说有随机性的时间。
So basically you seize the opportunity that comes your way, maybe quite by accident.
意思说可能有机会，你遇到有些机会，但是呢，这个机会是随机的。
The second word is chronos. This is where we in English get our word chronology.
第二个词叫 chronos, 就是我们就是英文那个 chronology 的词根。
It refers to an orderly progression of events. Everything seems to follow the proper sequence at just exactly the right time.
它描述的是按照秩序所发生的事件，好像所有的事情都是按照秩序在一定的时间发生。
The word that we find in our text this morning in Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 is chronos.
所以今天我们的经文当中的那个时间就是 chronos, 就是第二个词的意思。
It indicates that God just didn't decide on the spur of the moment to take advantage of an opportune time.
意味着神没有依赖于随机性，没有依赖于任何的机遇来让这个事情发生。
Rather, God planned and orchestrated a sequence of events when the time was right, he sent His only begotten Son.
正好相反，神计划了，而且精心设计了，在一定的时间，神差他的儿子来。
What that means is your life and my life are in God's hands.
这意味着什么呢？就意味着你的生命和我的生命都在神的手中。
So let's look at those three things.
让我们来看一下这三点。
In God's timing, there is a perfect precedence.
在神的时间里有完美的秩序。
First of all, Joseph, remember he was the favorite son of Jacob and the grandson of Isaac?
第一个，我们思考一下约瑟。我们知道他是雅各的最爱的儿子，也是以撒的孙子。
He had that beautiful coat. And all of his brothers were jealous of him.
他有一个很美的彩衣，他的哥哥们都嫉妒他。
So one time his father sent him to check on his brothers, and they decided to strip off the coat, throw him into the cistern, and let him die.
有一次他的父亲让去找他的哥哥们，他们哥哥们决定把他的衣服扒掉，把他扔在坑里，让他在那里死亡。
But at just the right time, a caravan making its way to Egypt came by and they thought, why not make more money off this deal? Let's not leave him here to die, but let's sell him to as a slave. And instead, that's just what they did.
就在恰巧在那个时候，有一个商队要去埃及的商队路过啊，他们说何不用他卖些钱呢？为什么要他死亡呢？可以把他卖作奴隶，就在恰当的时候。
At just the right time, Joseph arrived in Egypt.
就在恰当的时候，约瑟来到了埃及。
At just the right time, he interpreted the Pharaoh's dreams.
就在恰当的时候，他为法老解梦。
At just the right time, Joseph grew to great power in Egypt.
就在恰当的时候，约瑟在埃及掌了大权。
At just the right time, a famine struck, and his brothers made their way to Egypt, and the family was reunited.
就是在恰当的时间，那个饥荒来到，所以他的弟兄们来到了埃及，他们在埃及，他们家人团聚。
Years later, Joseph said it just right. He said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done."
几年以后，约瑟跟他们说，他说，你们心里是恶的，但是神的意思是好的，为要成就今日的光景。
At just the right time, Moses was placed in a little basket and set afloat in the river Nile.
就在恰当的时候，摩西被放在一个筐子里，放在飘在了尼罗河上。
At just the right time, the Pharaoh's daughter came to the river to bathe.
就在恰当的时候，法老的女儿来到河边洗澡。
And at just the right time, a baby cried, Moses, so he could grow up in the household of Pharaoh.
就在恰当的时候，摩西在法老的家中长大。
At just the right time, David came to the battlefront and saw Goliath flexing his muscles, boasting of his power.
就在恰当的时候，大卫来到了战场，看到了哥利亚来显示他的武力。
At just the right time, Esther was made queen when her people were about to be exterminated.
就在恰当的时候，以斯帖变成了皇后。那个时候，他的名即将被灭绝。
Her uncle Mordecai said to her, "Who knows that God has made you queen for such a time as this?"
摩迪改对他说，焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗
？There's one thing we need to understand.
有一件事我们必须理解。
God is in control of time.
神在掌管的时间。
Nothing is happening in this world that is surprising to God.
这个世界上发生的任何事情对神都不惊奇。
God doesn't say, "I didn't know that was about to happen."
神不会说，我不知道这个事情会发生。
God is in charge, and we see that in the events of the Old Testament.
所以神在掌管一切，就像我们在旧约当中所看到的。
Here's the second thing.
第二件事。
In God's timing, there is a perfect person.
在神的时间当中，有一个完美的人。
We see God's perfect timing in the life of Jesus Christ.
我们看到神完美的时间，在耶稣基督身上看到神完美的时间。
Our scripture from today says, Galatians 4:4, when the time had fully come, God sent his son.
今天的经文加拉太书四章四节说，当时候满足的时候，神差遣他的儿子。
The time was right.
所以这个时间是精确的。
You know, when you give a special gift to someone, you want the timing to be just right, right?
当你送别人礼物的时候，你一定要选一个恰当的时机，对吗
？I mean, you don't give an engagement ring to your girlfriend when she's eating French fries at McDonald's.
你不会送给你女朋友一个订婚戒指，是当她在麦当劳吃炸薯条的时候
？Or even at halftime during a ball game, do you?
或者是球赛的中场休息的时候，你给她。
Come to think of it, I think I've seen some of that on YouTube at halftime, you know.
实际上在 YouTube 也看到一些人在中场休息的时候给他女朋友订婚戒指。
You see, I think you ought to orchestrate things so that they're just right.
我觉得你应该计划好在最恰当的时候。
The moon is shining, the music is soft and gentle, and then that's when you pop the question.
就是说月亮很亮，然后呢，音乐很柔和。那个时候，你来提出这个问题。
So when God was ready to send His Son into the world, everything had to be just right.
所以，当神决定差遣他的儿子来到世界上的时候，一切事都是恰巧、正好。
Notice what Dr. Luke writes in chapter 2, verse 1. He says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world."
路加福音医生路加这样写道，他说当那些日子，该撒奥古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上车。
God used a pagan dictator, a pagan government, and a pagan decree to make sure that Mary and Joseph made that 80-mile trek, that journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, so that Christ would be born there just as the prophets had foretold.
神使用了一个外邦人的君王啊，外邦人的政府，甚至外邦人的谕令，使得玛利亚和约瑟旅行80多英里，从拿撒勒到伯利恒，耶稣可以降生在那里，成就了旧约上对他的预言。
You can also see God's timing in the life of Jesus.
你也可以在耶稣基督的身上看到神的时间。
Have you ever noticed, as you read the Gospels, how often you read the words, the time has come, or the time has not yet come?
当你读四福音的时候，你有没有发现，你会读到很多关于时候到了，或者时候还没有到。
Mark chapter 1 verse 15 says the time has come. The kingdom of God is near.
比如说在马可福音第一章十五节说，日期满了，神的国近了。
Whose time?
谁的时间？
Who is watching the clock?
谁在看钟表移动？
Who determined that this is the right time?
谁决定这个台时间是正确的时间？
John chapter 7 verse 6. His brothers encouraged Jesus to go down to Jerusalem and perform miracles there.
在约翰福音七章第六节，耶稣的门徒让耶稣去耶路撒冷，去那里行神迹。
But Jesus says the right time for me has not yet come.
但是耶稣说，我的时间还没有到。
A little bit later, in verse 30, his enemies tried to seize him, but they are unable to do so.
之后在约翰福音七章三十节，他的仇敌来抓他，但是他们却不能抓他。
And the Bible says, you want to know why? Because the time had not yet come.
你知道为什么吗？因为圣经说他的时候还没有到。
So again, I want to ask the question, whose time?
我再次问大家，谁的时间？
You're absolutely right. It's God's time.
是神的时间。
After the upper room experienced the breaking of bread and the institution of the Lord's Supper, the whole language begins to change in the Gospels, and you begin to read that the time has now come.
就是在最后的晚餐，在楼上的时候，四福音的记载的语言开始转变。那个时候，你会觉察到说，神的时间到了。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prays. He says, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you.
在哥西马尼园，耶稣祷告说，父啊，时间已经来到，荣耀你的儿子，使你的儿子也荣耀你。
Mark 14:41, to his disciples, he says, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
在马可福音十四章四十一节，耶稣说：“看哪，时候到了，人子要被卖在罪人的手中。”
Then he says to those who've come to arrest him, he says, "This is your hour when darkness reigns."
他对来抓捕他的人说：“现在却是你们的时候，黑暗掌权了。”
Paul says in Romans chapter 5 verse 6.You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
罗马书五章六节，使徒保罗说：“因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。”
You see that? At just the right time.
大家看到了吗？就是在恰当的、最佳的时机。
Yes, excuse me.
Sorry.
Here's the crux of it. Here's the crowning top. If God was in control of timing during the Old Testament days, and if God was in control of the timing during the life of Jesus, listen, then God is still in control of timing today.
这里的重点就是，神既然在旧约的时期掌管的时间，在耶稣基督的时期，他降生的时期掌管的时间，同样在今天他也掌管时间。
Here's point number three.
第三点。
In God's timing, there is a perfect purpose.
在神的时间里有完美的旨意。
In our scripture this morning, he says to redeem those under the law that we might receive the full rights of sons.
在今天的经文当中说要救律法底下的人，使我们得着儿子的名分。
The psalmist says in Psalms 31 verse 15, my times are in your hands.
在诗篇31篇15节说，我的时间在你的手中。
A very familiar verse, I believe, with us is Romans 8:28. It says, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
大家说熟悉的经文是罗马书第八章二十八节，说我们知道凡事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Now, that is a wonderful promise.And I'm convinced it is absolutely true.
这是一个非常好的应许，我也相信，深信它是真的。
Things have happened in my life at just exactly the right time, and yet it was not because of anything I had done.
在我的生命当中，有些事情发生，正好是恰当的时间，也不是我做了什么。
There have been doors that have been opened, opportunities offered.Help receive. God keeps His promises.
在我生命当中，神有时候为我开门，有时候提供各样的机会，提供帮助。所以神一直保持着他的应许。
When I was in my first year of seminary at Fort Worth, Texas, my wife and I were the first year. We were making our way from Fort Worth, Texas, to my home, which is in Columbus, Mississippi.
当我上神学院的第一年的时候，我和我太太从德州的Fort Worth 回密西西比，哥伦布斯密西西比。
I was driving a little. We had my wife and I and our baby daughter, and we were driving Volkswagen, a German-made Volkswagen diesel Rabbit.
我和我太太还有我们的女儿，我们开了一辆那个老的德国那个 Volkswagen.
We broke down outside of Strong, Arkansas, little bitty town.
我们在一个叫 Strong 的 Arkansas 的一个小的城，就 Strong 那个地方的车就坏了。
And a man stopped us in a big station wagon, hooked us up, and carried us to a little Quonset Hut dealership, Ford dealership in Strong, Arkansas.
有一人看见我们，然后就用车把我们拖到了阿肯色附近的一个在那个 Strong 那个城里头的一个小的一个修车店。
I was very poor at that point in my life.
我那个时候非常的穷。
I had no money in the bank.
我在银行账户里也没钱。
And I told my wife, I said, I don't know how we're going to do this.
我跟我太太说我们该怎么办。
I finally said to her, I said, we will write them a check. And then when I get home after we finish making this trip, I'll get my parents to give me some money and I'll put it in the bank.
她跟太太说我们先给他们写张支票，等我们回去以后让我们的父母给我们一些钱，我们存在银行里。
Well,Unbelievably, they found a part off of an old Chrysler that was in the graveyard for cars.
Found a part.
Just a part for the car.
他说很难置信的，他们找到了一个给这个车的一个零件，在那个扔在一个坟堆里的一个旧车上找到一个零件。
And they fixed it.
他们修好了这个车。
And the gentleman who was over the business there, I don't know if he was the owner or the general manager or what he was, he came up to me and said, our Sunday school class normally helps a seminary student, and we haven't helped anybody this year. This is on us, the Sunday school class.
就是这个修车店的主人他说我们的这个我们的主日学班呢每年都要帮助一个神学生今年还没有帮过任何人所以这是我们今年要应当做的
I could go on and on and on but that is just one small sample of God when I was in need provided just what I needed
我可以告诉大家很多很多的故事那只是我当我们需要的时候，神帮助我们的故事之一。
If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, look back on your own conversion.
如果你是耶稣基督的跟随者，你思想你过去的日子，在你信主之前的时候。
I can almost guarantee you that you can think of people or events and words or circumstances that took place in your life that touched your heart.Conditioned your soul that made your mind receptive to Jesus so that when the seed was planted in your life, it took root and it started to grow.
我可以保证有些人或者事情或者是周围的环境是触动了你的心是你的触动你的心和你的灵。所以当你接受耶稣基督的时候呢那些种子实际上已经种在了你的心里，而且就开始发芽生长。
Do you know the name Chuck Colson?
大家知道有个叫 Chuck Colson 的人吗
？This afternoon, go look up Watergate, and you'll find out all you want to know.
今天下午你去查查有关水门事件，你就会知道他是谁。
Chuck Colson tells about going to Salem, Oregon.
他讲了一个关于在 Salem 俄勒冈城的一个叫 Salem 地方的一个故事。
He has prison fellowship ministry, and he's preaching to the prisoners there.
他是做了一个叫做监狱事工所以他在那地方向监狱的人传道。
Kathy Tricoli was a singer who went with him, and she sang the song "My Life Is in Your Hands."
有一个女歌手叫 Kathy， 她跟他一起去，她在那里唱了一首歌，叫做《我的生命在他的手中》。
After the service, one of the inmates came up to Kathy and said, I really want to thank you for singing that song. It ministered to me so much. He said, my life was dry.
当这个结束，诗歌结束以后，其中的一个犯人，囚犯，他就来跟 Kathy 说，他说我确实非常感谢你唱那首歌因为它对我意味着这么的多因为我的整个的灵是枯干的
She asked him, why is that?
他说为什么呢
He answered, well I'm here in prison I have a lot of time left to serve
他说我在这里坐监而且我有很长的时间不能出去
I received a letter this past weekFrom my wife, asking for a divorce.
这周我从我的太太那里，过去一周我从我太太那里收到一封信，她要求离婚。
Just when I didn't think things could get any worse, they did. And I felt like there was nothing left for me to do.
我觉得事情不会更糟的情况下，这个事情又发生了。所以我觉得生活对我好像没有什么可以留恋的。
But now I realize that my life is in God's hands.
现在我知道我的生命在神的手中。
And that somehow it will still be okay.
我觉得仍然是可以的。
I really want to thank you for singing that song.
我要非常感谢你唱的那首歌。
Just 5 days later, Chuck Colson and Kathy Tricoli were in Chicago, Illinois, more than 1,000 miles away from Salem, Oregon.
5天以后, Chuck Colson 和这位女歌手去了芝加哥, 离前面那个地方有 1,000英里以外。
They were singing and preaching in a prison there. And Kathy sang that same song, My Life is in Your Hands.
他们在那里也是在传福音, 而且Kathy唱的是同样的歌, 我的生命在你的手中。
Afterwards, a woman who had never been to a prison fellowship meeting before came up to Kathy and said, I really want to thank you for singing that song. My soul has been so dry, almost the exact same words.
之后聚会之后，有一个妇女来到Kathy跟前，说：“我非常感谢你为我唱那首歌，因为我的灵非常的枯干，说的几乎跟前面那个人说的是一样的话。”
Again, Kathy asked, "Well, why?"
Kathy又问她说：“为什么？”
And she said, "Well, my husband is in prison too, and I felt like I couldn't put up with it anymore. So I wrote a letter last week and asked for a divorce, but I'm just not at peace about it."
她说我的丈夫也在监狱，我觉得无法忍受，所以我上周给他寄了一封信，要求离婚，但是我的心没有平安。
You've guessed it, the man they had met back in Salem, Oregon, just was her husband.
大家可以猜到，在那个Salem Morgan那位，监狱中的男人就是她的丈夫。
Just a coincidence.
这是一个巧合吗？
Really, just a coincidence.
大家认为这是一个巧合吗？
Kathy was able to minister to her, and now God is healing that marriage and bringing them back together again.
所以这位Cassie呢，就来帮助他，神也借着这他们把他们的婚姻使他们重新和好。It
doesn't always happen like that, does it?
事情不总是这样，对吗？
You don't always get instant answers to your prayers.
你也不会总是很快得到对你祷告的答案。
It doesn't always work out the way we hope it will work out.
事情也总不是说我们像我们所希望的那样发生。
But here's the promise, people.
朋友们，这里是应许。
No matter how difficult it may be, no matter how tough life may become, no matter how disappointing things might be in your life, God is still in control.
不管多么艰难，不管生活有多少的难处，也不管有多少失望的事情，在你生命当中，神仍然掌管。
Paul again says in Romans 13:11.
保罗在罗马书13章11节这样说。
The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候， 因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
Notice that he says, wake up.
这里边他说要醒来。
We're followers of Christ, rejoice.
我们是耶稣基督的信徒，我们应该喜乐。
For those who are not followers of Christ, the clock is ticking for you. And there is not a lot of time left.
如果你还不是耶稣基督的跟随者的话，时间在过去，所剩的时间也不是很多。
I want to leave you with a true, heartwarming story.
我想最后给大家讲一个非常真实的暖心的故事。
A seminary professor was vacationing with his wife in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
有一位神学院的教授和他的太太在Gatlinburg田纳西这个地方度假。
One morning they were eating breakfast in a little restaurant, hoping to enjoy just a quiet family meal.
一天早上，他们在一个小的餐馆 用早餐，希望能够享受一个非常安静的家庭的早餐。
While they were waiting for their food, they noticed a distinguished-looking white-haired gentleman moving from table to table.
他们在那里等候的时候，看到一个白发的男人，他从一个桌子到另外一个桌子在走动。
The professor leaned over to his wife and he whispered, "I hope he doesn't come over here."
他就跟他太太说，希望他不来到我们这里。
But you know when that happens, guess what's going to happen?
大家知道将会发生的是什么事？
The man comes over to their table.
那个人就来到他们的桌子跟前。
He says, "Where are you folks from?"
他问他们说，你们从哪里来？
Oklahoma, they answered.
他们说从 Oklahoma 来。
Great to have you here in Tennessee, the stranger said.
欢迎你们来田纳西。
What do you do for a living?
你做什么工作为生呢？
He said, I teach at a seminary.
他说我在神学院教书。
Oh, so you teach preachers how to preach, do you? Well, I've got a great story for you.
他说哦，你是在教这个传道人如何讲道吗？我这里有个很好的故事给你。
And with that, the gentleman pulled up his chair and he sat down at the table with the couple.
所以呢，他就坐在他们的桌子跟前。
The professor groans and he thinks to himself. He says, "Great, just what I need, another preacher story."
啊，他说啊，这也是这个教授就说跟他自己说，好吧，这也是我需要的，就是另外一个讲道故事。
The man started looking out the windows there. He says, "You see that mountain over there?"
这个人就看从窗户看向外边看，说：“你看到那里的山了吗？”
Not far from that base of that mountain, there was a boy born to an unwed mother.
就在那个山底下不远，有一个男孩出生在是一个没有结婚的女子所生。
He had a hard time growing up because every place he went, he was always asked the same question. Hey boy, who's your daddy?
他生长的时候非常困难，因为他不管走到哪里，总有人问他问题说，谁是你的父亲？
Whether he was in school, he was at the grocery store or the drug store, people would ask the same question, who's your daddy?Daddy.
不管他在学校，他在商店啊，或者是吃饭的时候，总有人会问他说，谁是你的父亲？
He would hide at recess and lunchtime from the other students. He would avoid going into the stores because of the same question that hurt him so badly.
所以他在休息的时候常常躲开其他的学生，他也避免去一些商店，因为当人问他这个问题的时候，他很受伤。
When he was about 12 years old, a new preacher comes to his church.
所以他十二岁的时候，一个新的传道人来到他们教会。
He would always go late and slip out early to avoid hearing that same question, "Who's your daddy?"
他总是来得很晚，然后呢，很早就偷偷的溜走，因为他就是为了避免那个。问题，谁是你的父亲？
But one day the new preacher said the benediction so fast that he got caught and had to walk out with the crowd.
但是有一天呢，这个传道人他最后的祝祷非常的短，所以他呢就没来得及走，所以跟其他的人一起离开。
About the time he gets to the back door, the new preacher, not knowing anything about him, put his hand on his shoulder.And he asked, "Son, who's your daddy?"
当走到后门的时候，这位传道人一点都不知道有关他的事，把他的手放在他肩膀上说，孩子，谁是你的父亲？
The whole church got deadly quiet.
所以整个教会都沉默了。
He could feel every eye in the church looking at him.
他感觉到每一个教会的每一只眼睛都在看着他。
Now everyone would finally know the answer to the question, who's your daddy?
每一个人都知道说现在是知道这个问题的答案，谁是你的父亲？
This new preacher though sensed the situation around him and using discernment that only the Holy Spirit could give said the following to that little boy.
所以这个传道人呢，他就觉察到周围的情况，也是圣灵对他的提醒，他就给这个非常害怕的小男孩这样说。
Wait a minute, I know who you are. I see the family resemblance. You are a child of God.
他说等等，我知道你是谁，你看出你很像你家里的人吗？你是神的孩子。
And with that, he patted the boy on the shoulder and he said, boy, you've got a great inheritance.Go and claim it.
然后他拍拍孩子肩膀说，孩子，你有巨大的财富，你去传扬它。
And with that, the boy smiled for the first time, and he walked out that door a changed person.
从那时候开始，这个孩子就开始微笑，而且出门以后成为一个不一样的人。
He was never the same again.Whenever anybody asked him, who's your daddy? He'd just tell them, I'm a child of God.
他就成为了不一样的人。以后有人问他说，谁是你的父亲？他就对他们说，我是神的孩子。
The distinguished gentleman got up from the table and said, isn't that a great story?
他这个人就从桌子边上站起来说，这个故事好吗？
And with that, the professor responded that it really was a good story.
这个神学的教授说，是啊，确实是一个很好的故事。
As the man turned to leave, he said, you know, if that preacher hadn't told me that I was one of God's children, I probably would have never amounted to anything. And then he walked away.
当这个人起来要离开的时候，他跟他说，如果那个新的传道人没有告诉我说我是神的一个孩子，我会至今一事无成。然后他就离开了。
The seminary professor and his wife were stunned.
那个神学教授和他太太呢，就非常的惊讶。
He called the waitress over and he asked her, he says, do you know who that man was? The one who had just left that was sitting at our table?
他就叫来服务员，问他说：“你知道刚才离开我们桌子那个人是谁吗？”
The waitress grinned and said, "Of course, everybody knows him. He's Ben Hooper. He's the governor of Tennessee."
他说：“当然知道，每一个人都知道，他是 Ben Hooper， 他就是田纳西的州长。”
This morning.The timing that God has for you is one that is critically important.
今天早上，神的时间对你来说是非常至关重要。
As in the illustration that I gave, go claim your inheritance that God has provided for you.
就像刚才那个故事里所讲的。去传扬神所赐给你的所有的一切。
Just remember,
大家要记住
the clock is ticking.
大家记住钟表的时间在走动。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you for another beautiful day.
天父，感谢你又一个美好的一天。
Another opportunity to lift your name up and bring worship to you.
另外一个机会，让我们来高举的名，高举你的名来敬拜你。
Oh Father, I pray for this congregation, this body of believers.
天父，我为这一群相信你的人祷告。
I pray that you would speak to their hearts on an ongoing basis during this following week.
我求你在接下来这一周当中，持续的向他们的心说话。
Father, bless us now. as we leave here, that we may take the gospel wherever we go.
父啊，你现在就祝福我们，当我们离开这里的时候，我们把这个福音带到我们要去的每一个地方。
May we be careful to give all praise, glory, and honor to you.
让我们把一切的荣耀、赞美、颂赞都归于你。
It is in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
奉你爱子的名祷告，阿门。